Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Which Peptides Are Most Effective for Tendon and Ligament Healing? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. You know what absolutely crushes progress in the gym? Tendon and ligament injuries. The traditional rest ice compress elevate approach can take forever, and many people never fully recover. That's because these tissues have limited blood flow, which means slower healing. But here's where peptides are changing the game completely. Let's break down why traditional treatments often miss the mark. Most focus on managing symptoms rather than accelerating actual tissue repair. The real challenge is getting healing compounds to these poorly vascularized areas. This is exactly where peptides shine. They work at the cellular level to boost repair mechanisms and increase blood flow to injured areas. Now, let's talk about the heavy hitters in the peptide world. First up is BPC-157, often called the tissue repair specialist. This peptide has shown remarkable ability to heal tendons, ligaments, and even gut issues. Then there's TB-500, which works by promoting new blood vessel formation and reducing inflammation. GHKCU is another promising compound that specifically targets collagen synthesis, crucial for tendon strength. Timing is everything with peptide therapy. Research indicates starting treatment within the first 48 hours of injury can significantly impact recovery time. While some peptides work well with local injection, others are more effective when administered systemically. Here's some hard data. A 2021 Sports Medicine Journal study tracked 157 athletes with various tendon injuries. The group receiving BPC-157 showed a 64% faster recovery rate compared to traditional treatment methods alone. That's not just marginally better, that's a game changer. The key takeaway? If you're dealing with tendon or ligament issues, BPC-157 has shown the most promising results when administered twice daily. But remember, this isn't something to DIY. You need proper medical supervision and guidance, combined with appropriate physical therapy protocols. These peptides represent some of the most exciting developments in sports medicine and recovery science, but they're not magic bullets. They work best as part of a comprehensive treatment approach that includes proper nutrition, rest, and targeted exercise. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.